Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Venture Global Inc., ticker symbol VG, a key player in the natural gas and LNG space. If you're curious about whether this stock belongs in your portfolio, stick around because we're breaking down everything from financials to recent performance, valuation, and more. Let's get started. First off, let's set the stage. Venture Global has been making waves in the energy sector, specifically in the LNG export market. With the global push for cleaner energy sources, natural gas is often seen as a bridge fuel, and companies like Venture Global are at the forefront of capitalizing on this trend. I'm excited to unpack their story, their numbers, and what it all means for investors like you and me. So let's dive into who they are and what they're all about. Venture Global Inc., headquartered in the U.S., specializes in developing, constructing, and operating natural gas liquefaction and export projects. Under the leadership of CEO Michael Sabel, the company has positioned itself as a critical supplier in the energy transition, focusing on LNG as a cleaner alternative to other fossil fuels. With around 1,500 employees, they operate in the oil and gas midstream industry within the broader energy sector. Their mission is clear: deliver sustainable energy solutions while capitalizing on the growing demand for LNG worldwide. Now that we've got a snapshot of who they are, let's dig into the numbers that really tell the story. All right, let's talk revenue. Looking at their latest financials for 2025, Venture Global reported an impressive $13.77 billion in total revenue for the full year. That's a massive jump from $497 billion in 2024 and $7.9 billion in 2023. This growth trajectory is a strong signal of their ability to scale operations, likely driven by higher LNG volumes and expanding export capacity. Breaking it down further, while I don't have the exact product or geographic segmentation for the most recent year, historically, their revenue streams have been tied to core LNG export projects. The consistent upward trend over the past few years shows they're tapping into robust demand, especially as global markets seek stable energy supplies. This kind of revenue growth is something to keep an eye on, as it often translates to market confidence in their business model. Moving on to earnings, Venture Global has been delivering some solid results. For Q4 2025, they reported earnings per share of 0.41, beating the consensus estimate of 35 cents. That's up from 33 cents in the same quarter last year, showing they're not just growing revenue, but also translating that into better profitability. For the full year 2025, their EPS came in at 93 cents compared to 61 cents in 2024. Net income for 2025 was a healthy $2.7 billion, up from $1.4 billion the prior year. These numbers reflect a company that's executing well, even in a volatile energy market. Key takeaways here? They're beating expectations and showing consistent improvement in earnings, which is a green flag for investors looking at long-term growth potential. Now, let's touch on some insights from their recent Q4 2025 earnings call. Management, led by CEO Michael Sabel, highlighted 2025 as a landmark year for the company. They emphasized rapid expansion plans and provided optimistic guidance for 2026, pointing to significant progress in their LNG projects. The year-over-year jump in financial results was attributed to higher LNG volumes, and they're clearly focused on ramping up production to meet global demand. This kind of forward-looking commentary suggests confidence in their operational strategy, which could bode well for future performance if they deliver on these milestones. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of their financial statements. On the income statement side, as I mentioned, revenue for 2025 hit $13.77 billion, with a gross profit of $6.79 billion and operating income of $5.03 billion. That translates to a gross profit margin of nearly 49%, which is pretty robust for the industry. Their net profit margin sits at about 18.7%, showing they're keeping a decent chunk of revenue as profit after expenses. Switching to the balance sheet, Venture Global ended 2025 with $2.36 billion in cash and equivalents, down from $3.61 billion in 2024, likely due to heavy capital expenditures. Total assets grew to $53.45 billion from $43.49 billion, reflecting significant investments in infrastructure. However, total liabilities also increased to $41.45 billion, up from $37.2 trillion, so their debt-to-equity ratio is something to watch at 0.18. Still, with a return on equity of nearly 40%, they're generating solid returns for shareholders. Lastly, looking at cash flow, operating cash flow for 2025 was a strong $6.7 billion, but free cash flow was negative at minus $6.8 billion due to massive capex of $13.37 billion. This isn't unusual for a company in growth mode, especially in the energy sector, where upfront costs for projects are huge, but it does mean they're burning cash to build for the future. Overall, the financials paint a picture of a company investing heavily in growth while maintaining decent profitability metrics. Now let's talk valuation. At the current stock price of $11.51, Venture Global has a market cap of about $28.88 billion. Their trailing PE ratio for 2025 is around 11.75, which seems reasonable compared to the industry average of about 17.7 for oil and gas midstream companies. Their price-to-sales ratio is 2.22, suggesting the market isn't overvaluing their revenue stream. Looking at forward PE estimates for 2026, analysts peg it at around 15.39, indicating expectations of continued earnings growth, but at a moderated pace. With an enterprise value of $29.71 billion, there's a sense that the market is pricing in some of their growth potential, but not excessively. For long-term investors, this valuation doesn't scream overbought, but it's also not a deep value play. It's somewhere in the middle, so your decision might hinge on how much you believe in their future expansion plans. All right. Let's break down Venture Global through a SWOT analysis to get a clearer picture of where they stand. Starting with strengths, their robust financial performance is a standout. Consistent revenue growth and strong earnings beats show they've got a handle on operations. Their focus on LNG positions them well in the energy transition space, where demand for cleaner fuels is only growing. On the weaknesses side, the heavy capital expenditure and negative free cash flow are concerns. They're investing big, but that comes with risks if projects don't deliver as expected. Also, their debt levels, while manageable, are something to monitor given the capital-intensive nature of their business. For opportunities, the global shift toward natural gas as a bridge fuel is a massive tailwind. Expanding LNG export capacity, especially in markets hungry for energy security, could drive significant growth. Partnerships and new projects could further solidify their position. Lastly, threats include market volatility and energy prices, which can impact profitability. Regulatory changes or geopolitical tensions could disrupt export plans, and competition in the LNG space is heating up. Plus, broader economic slowdowns could dampen demand. Overall, Venture Global has a strong foundation, but they're navigating a complex landscape with both upside and risks to consider. Let's shift gears and look at recent stock performance. Over the past week, VG is up 5.79%, and over the last month, it's gained 14.27%. That momentum continues over 3 months with a 35.52% increase. However, zoom out to 6 months, and the stock is down 22.85%, and over the past year, it's taken a hit of 41.41%. Going back 5 years, the decline is even steeper at 59.63%. Compared to the broader energy sector, which is up 28.32% over the past year, Venture Global has underperformed significantly. Their beta of 5.69 suggests extreme volatility, so this is not a stock for the faint-hearted. Looking at the chart, there's some short-term recovery, but the longer-term trend shows challenges. For short-term traders, the recent uptick might suggest a potential bounce, but I'd be cautious given the overall downward trajectory. Long-term investors might want to wait for more stability or a clearer turnaround signal. So, what's the bottom line on Venture Global? They're a company with strong growth in revenue and earnings, capitalizing on the global demand for LNG. Their financials show a business investing heavily for the future, though that comes with risks like negative free cash flow and rising liabilities. Valuation-wise, they're not overpriced, but the stock's recent performance has been rough, with significant declines over the past year. For me, this is a stock with potential for long-term investors who believe in the LNG story and can stomach the volatility. But if you're looking for quick gains or stability, you might want to look elsewhere. What do you think? Are you bullish on Venture Global, or are the risks too high? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and don't forget to like and subscribe for more deep dives like this. I'll catch you in the next video.